While the North and South Carolina coast are just now feeling the brunt of Hurricane Dorian, residents of the Bahamas are sifting through rubble the storm left behind. Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it hit the Bahamas on Sunday, with most of the damage done to the Bahamian islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco, where the storm stalled for almost 2 days. At least 23 people have died. Reginald Jones of Charlotte is from the Bahamian islands of San Salvador and Freeport. He now runs a testing company here, but much of his time today was spent trying to get a hold of family in the Bahamas.
Parents, my brother, my baby daughter, actually, she is also there. She and her husband, and which is also was one of the most concerning things.
Have you been able to talk to them since Dorian came and practically set over Grand Bahama and Freeport?
When I was approaching the Freeport, I spoke with them, but then we lost all communications for the next 2.5 days. I finally was able to reach him, like, sporadically in and out.
Who did you reach?
My brother, George. He was kind of in shock and awe, basically, because nothing really mattered to them at that point. They were just happy to be alive. They just couldn't believe the devastation. They were just trying to get their bearing again.
Did you reach your daughter and her family and your parents?
Oh, yes. I was able to get a hold of my daughter. Finally, eventually, actually what happened is my brother, he had to go to where she was because she was actually staying home, but it began to get so worse. They had to literally evacuate the home they were in waist-deep water. And then I lost communication with her from then until after the storm passed.
Where did she go?
She went with her husband, like, further up, like a more higher ground.
Are they your home still standing, or you don't know?
One that she was in, she lost like half of it, the back part of half of the duplex that she lives in. The majority of the homes that she knew and, you know, people around, it's kind of like they're gone.
Did they say whether or not supplies are getting in? Because you have so many people who are preparing food, and are they able to get in and get supplies in and get people out who need help?
That's one of the most difficult parts right now, because the main thing is they're trying to get the port of entries open, which is the harbor and also the airport. There's so much debris that's still on the run, you know, on the airport and everything. So they have to be so careful of getting back into there. Bahamians that might that have been in the in the Florida area were using their boats, like their fishing boats and stuff, to take supplies over.
Did you have any relatives in Abaco that got hit really hard?
One of my relatives, actually, Kingsley, he lives in Freeport, but he has more direct family there. I also have an uncle. He lives in Nassau, but his son is in Abaco. Up to this morning, they were still trying to get some information because they still can't reach a lot of people. So he was one of them who they haven't been able to locate as yet. Everyone is just trying to keep hope, which is the best you can do in that, and just keep praying. We'll get through it, though. Guarantee we'll get through it.
And seeing the pictures where, especially Abaco, it looks like just splinters everywhere where homes used to be. What's going through your mind? How are you feeling when you see those?
It's so unbelievable that I'm still trying to figure out, is it real, seeing the pictures coming from the air, and literally looking at the level of water 10 feet inside the house.
Do you have any plans to go over anytime soon?
Oh, definitely. I plan to take a trip up there, me and my family. I have to go there to see it for myself. I also need to go there just to give my support and see what we can do to assist and help. Because here, you feel so helpless. And the thing about it is just watching the videos coming through where you see the guys are helping to rescue on with jet skis and all those various things. I know all of them. I'm literally seeing them and know them.
Well, I wish you the best and your family the best, and that they're all going to be okay and that you'll be able to reach them.
Well, I thank you so much for your support. It's been amazing for the support I've been seeing coming in. And it's a good thing to know that people care. The only thing we could say is thanks and continue to pray for us.